How do you stay informed about what's happening in the accounting world? Not so much the news and the day-to-day, but the trends, the patterns, the drivers of change. What if you had an advisory board of experts to help you gauge what the world is thinking about vital trends and patterns in the accounting world, about what's working and what isn't? You could put some prompts into ChatGPT and get an idea, but what if you could go to the real people themselves who are on the front line working with and in accounting firms? I'm talking about real people, real opinions, real insights. I'm Rob Brown. And for this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people in the know from tons of different countries, roles, viewpoints, all to keep you ahead of what the world is thinking in accounting, finance, and tech. And I've asked them all the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. That's over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints from professionals with a say in this game. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode will focus on one of the five questions and give you answers from five of our experts. So let's deep dive into today's episode. All this week, we're asking our accounting experts and influencers whether business owners are any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants. As compliance becomes more automated, less valued, more commoditized, a more consultative approach is emerging. Something more than mere reporting, historical record keeping. Some call it CAS or client advisory services. There are many forms. Let's hear what our experts think. I'm thrilled to introduce Jeff Granlich, CPA, head of accounting at Validus and a 40-year industry veteran, who's dedicated his career to enhancing the reliability and efficiency of financial reporting and analysis.
Yes, I think they are. I think the profession is doing a real good job in the client advisory services area, we call it CAS here in the States. It's a common term used globally, and that is probably the hottest growing area in the accounting profession. And so does that mean they're open to the accountant giving them advice at a granular level? Absolutely. And so for some of the things I just said with the first question, it boils down to the technology, it boils down to the understanding of the data, and it also just boils down to new business practices. So, you know, we've talked about best practices for years and that'll continue, but new business practices and new marketing and new sales channels are being created all the time. I mean, who'd have thought you could have had a business in any small town, US or Europe, and take that business global prior to a big player coming on board like an Amazon? And that's, you know, what, just 20 years old or less now. But really, you want to take something global, every product and service has a potential to be a global business now. And we've never thought about it like that. I mean, we say the old analogy, the world keeps getting smaller and smaller. And in this context, it really does.
A warm welcome to Jeff Phillips, CEO of Padgett, founder of Accounting Flyer, an accounting talent expert who's revolutionizing the way accounting firms attract and retain top talent in a competitive market.
I could say, since around the time of the pandemic, so 2020 on, I have seen a rise in proactive advice for businesses from their accountants. And I think one of the points of inflection was the creation and the idea around higher advisory, call it CAS, call it advanced bookkeeping, but really digging in to numbers and making sense of them to tell the future, look through the windshield and not through the rearview mirror. I think another inflection point was the employee retention credit. And sometimes that gets a bad rap because there has been a whole advent of what we call ERC mills. I know at our firm Padgett, we literally stopped doing tax returns to call our clients and inform them about this practice and did it the right way. And many clients were so grateful for that proactive advice and got them money that they needed to help them recover from issues from the pandemic. We're still very much in a compliance rearview mirror mindset in the profession, but my vision for the profession is that we are looking through the windshield, not the rearview mirror, and I'm encouraged by accounting firms and owners and partners who are totally embracing that.
Let's explore the ideas of Jeff Seibert, angel investor and co-founder and CEO of Digits, where accounting is reimagined through technology, offering innovative solutions that transform financial management of businesses.
Yeah, the key word here is proactive advice. And so the harsh reality is most accounting is historically focused and most business owners are forward looking. And so me as a business owner, I spend almost no time thinking about last month because that ship sailed, right? I'm entirely focused on how we're doing this month, what we're going to do even better next month, what we're changing. And so at Digits, we've been really focused on making accounting as real time as possible, giving accountants things like AI-powered bookkeeping, so most transactions can automatically book to the ledger 24/7, or real-time dashboards, so you can see exactly how the month is unfolding. And so the ability to issue things like draft reports right as the month end, so that your client knows immediately how things are going at a directional level while the monthly close is still happening, that's what becomes proactive and starts to inform real management decisions. And so, yes, I think the world is getting closer to proactive advice thanks to better tooling, but there's honestly still a long way to go. And it's going to require a bit of a mindset change on the part of many accountants because delivering last month's reports in 2 to 3 weeks really isn't doing it. And honestly, my concern for accountants who don't adopt this technology, who don't start shifting their mindset, who don't try to be more proactive, is they're going to start being left behind by the industry because a lot of the basic bookkeeping work is getting automated and the real focus is going to be your client relationship and how actionable your advice is.
Now I'm thrilled to welcome accounting royalty Jennifer Warrower, president of QuickFee North America, an accounting thought leader and a fintech executive who's driving the evolution of payment solutions for the accounting industry.
Well, I think that answer has two sides. I think it's yes and no. I think that there are firms out there that are giving proactive advice and offering CAS or client advisory services, but there's still a large segment of accountants that are uneasy looking out the windshield and the rearview mirror is something they're more comfortable or familiar with. And so, you know, I think there's exponential value in proactive advice. And I guess my advice to businesses or people that are working with an accountant who doesn't want to provide it is you can find an accountant who does. So I think that you can get it. Can you get it from your existing accountant? That's to be determined.
Let's get ready to hear now from Jeremy Clopton, Upstream Academy's Managing Director, leading transformational change in accounting firm leaders, inspiring a culture of innovation and forward thinking in the accounting profession.
Absolutely. But I will take a little issue, if I may, Rob, with the question. It's really based on the assumption that business owners aren't receiving proactive advice from accountants. And that's just false. I don't believe that to be true. There are lots of accountants that are providing proactive advice to business owners. In fact, I would argue that accountants are some of the best advisors in the business world, but a lot of people don't see themselves that way. They don't even realize they're doing it. And it's true. Not every accountant is giving proactive advice. But let's step back and be honest. Not every business owner wants proactive advice. I just want my tax return done. I just want the audit done. I want to run my company myself. I don't want advice. Well, we shouldn't penalize somebody. So, well, you're not providing them advice when they don't even want it. Really, what I want to see us do is start pulling out more examples of how folks that are providing compliance-based or historical-based services in the profession are doing so through the lens of advisory. We confuse so often being an advisor and providing this proactive advice with providing advisory services. You don't have to get paid to provide proactive advice, to recognize that you're doing it. So we really need to step back and start showing, hey, there's a lot of great accountants providing a lot of great insights. They may still just be doing the tax return from a revenue standpoint, but they're out there doing that. So do I think we're closer? Yeah, because I think we're there and we're going to see even more of that going forward.
So there you have 5 great answers to the question, are business owners any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of 5 top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area for proactive advice from accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question with more thoughts from the best accounting influencers and leaders we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.